So let's begin. Now the first thing we want to do is merge all layers or flatten the image, and we don't want to put this step in the action. Now in the main menu, go to Windows, Action, and go down to the bottom of the Actions panel, and right next to the trash can, click on Create a New Action. And we'll give it a name. We'll call it Lab Sharpen. And we'll assign a function key. I'd use F11 with a control. And click Record. And notice there's a red light that goes on in the panel. Our first step is to keyboard Control A, and then keyboard Control C, and now we have a copy of our original unsharp image on the clipboard, which we will use later. Next, go to Image Mode Lab Color, then go to Window Channels and click on the lightness icon, and this is the channel that we will sharpen. Now go to Filter, Sharpen, Smart Sharpen, and since we are not sharpening any of the color data, we won't get any color noise. Therefore, we can sharpen to a much higher percentage. So let's move that slider over to 150. Come on, 150. Oh, just type in 150. Now, keep the radius at one pixel. Leave at lens blur, or put it on lens blur if it's not already there. And make sure that the more accurate is checked. And click OK. Now we have one really sharp cat. Perhaps too sharp, but we'll deal with that later. Okay, next go back to the Channels palette and click on the top icon, the lab, to bring back our color. Then go back to Image Mode RGB, and now we're right back where we started. Now remember the first step when we copied the unsharp image to the clipboard? Well, let's paste it on this one. Control V. Okay, now we have the unsharp image on top of the sharp image. So let's go to our layers palette. And down on the bottom, where you see the circle inside the square, let's click on that to create a layer mask. And let's use the opacity slider to bring that down to 50%. Okay. And that's the last step in our action. So let's go to the Actions palette and click on the gray square right next to the red dot. And that ends our action. Now you have a sharpening tool that you can use on just about any image that you process. When you've done all of your work on an image, all your curves and all of your hue, saturation, color balance, all the rest of the stuff, you flatten the image, and then with Control Shift E, it'll flatten. And then you keyboard Control F11. You'll probably want to bring your image up to 100%. Give it 100% on your screen. And that's Control Alternate 0. And you open the Layers panel. and then just work that opacity slider up in the top there. Now, we're using about 50% of our sharpened image right now. If we go over to 100%, we actually are using zero. We're back on using all of the original image. And if we go down to zero, you see we're using all of the sharpening tool. So you just work that back and forth on any image and pick out the amount of sharpening that you find desirable for that particular image. So you can see how this one tool works for just about any image. Control 0 will bring that then back to a full screen. And there we have it. So, okay, go to your next video.